thank whoever that was for those very appropriate sound effects, that wailing and grinding of teeth that we heard. That's the right moment. God works in strange ways, you know. I love it. That's always the Holy Spirit, you know. I love this parable. I could talk for 3 hours, and I know you're getting nervous when I say that. There are just so many, 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 many things to say about it. But I have a garden over here. If you want to see what it looked like before I got here, just Google the rectory address, and you'll see it, because that picture was taken before I arrived. And there's no plants around the rectory at all. And But I like plants, and I started immediately importing them, and then more plants found themselves over there. A few I wish I hadn't planted. I planted something called false nettles. Don't ever plant that, because it's permanently there until the end of time, and it's a weed. But I didn't know the difference. I'm not a master gardener. I should have asked first. Anybody wants a sample of this, I will pass them out if you want to see me after Mass. I had a number of pots that came back after the fall, after the winter, and if they started to come back, I put them out in the patio. I've got a big pot garden back there, meaning, you know, planters. Pot garden. Have a high Mass, you know. Never mind.
Sorry. Stop me, Lord.
Stop the tape. My gosh, are you taping today? Yes. Where were you last night when I needed you? But I was cultivating this pot, and I thought, what an interesting plant. It's so pretty, and I fertilized it and watered it. And I have a couple of ladies that help me with my gardening and fertilize. And she says, Father, why are you fertilizing that pot of weeds? And, you know, some enemy went through my yard and put them all throughout the back by the arborvitae. It's just loaded with these plants, and they're all weeds. The enemy has two feathers, you know, that kind of enemy planted them. And I didn't recognize the difference between a weed and a regular plant. But Christ tells us how to recognize them, doesn't he? A weed in this story is poisonous. It is selfish. It does not give, it takes. The wheat is edible. All of Christ's hearers would have recognized this story because it was so common that the Romans had a very severe law against anyone victimizing their neighbor by throwing these weed seeds mixed in. So the person that did it at night. They did it when everyone was sleeping. And the owner who planted the good seeds, who is the Lord, has what he calls slaves or servants. They are us in this world. You know, they recognized the weeds when they began to come up as they began to fruit, notice. But they didn't know who had planted them, and they didn't know what to do about it. We're in a similar situation. These servants did not know their enemy. They needed to be educated, but the owner knew immediately who had done it and when he had done it. He came through at night and sowed weeds among the wheat. How many fell asleep in the story? Everyone. So all of us are subject to temptations. All of us end up with weeds in the garden. You can't have a garden without weeds. It's part of human nature. Only Christ was spared the grace of not having any weeds in his garden when he lived on the earth. But we do have to recognize our enemy, because our enemy knows us better than we know ourselves. Our enemy has two names. One is ourselves. The choices that we've made, our own desires, are often things that we ourselves are not aware of why we're making the choices that we are, that they're actually poisonous to us in the long run. So part of the enemy is within, and will have us reaching for sins and weeds when we are not expecting it, when our guard is down, when we're sleeping, and we all have to sleep. We can't be on guard 24 hours a day. The other enemy, of course, is Satan. He's come up for the last 3 weeks in these parables that Christ is teaching us. Many people today think there is no such thing as devils, but they have no trouble believing in angels, which comes from the same text. You can't have good angels without bad ones. Either they all exist or they don't. None of them exist. If we don't know our enemy, who knows us better than we know ourselves, they will sneak in at night when our eyes are closed. Actually, they're more likely to sneak in when our eyes are opened, but looking at the wrong things. They most often come in through the eyes. That's the way it is. More than any other sense. Know your enemy. This is the first and greatest lesson of this parable. Because if God has planted good seeds today, let's say at Mass today, or something really cool happened this week, you saw God's working in your life, Satan will be, or your lower nature will be there to sow weeds and try to choke off the good plants that have already been planted. Our Lord tells us, he tells these servants are not very smart. The first thing they say, they've never seen this situation before. They say, should we go and pull them up right now? And he says, no. We have to let them grow together. Now with that statement, Christ tells us very clearly one of the reasons why God permits evil in the world. It is not a full explanation, but we are owed some kind of explanation for why this world is as strange as it is. The Lord did not create evil. He did not want evil. He sowed only good in this world. Evil has come as a result of an outside agent pulling away the good and replacing it with evil. And we're in a battle. We're the field. We have to battle the weeds and protect the wheat in our lives, or we end up with more and more weeds. We may not know the difference. Many people in this world are growing a great crop of poisonous weeds. Everybody applauds them. They think how wonderful your crop is. It grows nice and tall, and it's poisonous when it finally comes due and gets burned because they didn't know the difference. Our Lord tells us it's okay to judge the weed, but don't pull it out. That's God's job. And he's talking about sinners, of which all of us have been. In the real world, if we commit a terrible sin, we become a weed. When we repent, we go back to the wheat. Why does God put up with evil? Partly, it's so that the weeds will have time to repent. Leave them in the ground for now. The second reason is because it's good for the wheat. The wheat might get pulled up if God is too hard on the sinners, on the weeds, so to speak, in this world. We must grow together. We learn from this, one of the things that's keeping this world going is the children of God. I believe this world would have long ago been destroyed, especially by our technology, if not for the wheat. The Lord sees his children and protects them. Meanwhile, the weeds that are growing and doing everything they can to overturn the social order of God's kingdom in this world, they think that they're the reason that this world exists. They are very sadly mistaken. God puts up with them, encourages them, waits for them to convert, but a time is coming when the two are going to be separated and there's no turning back. So the Lord gives us a very clear message that in this world where all of us are put together, you can see it in no better place than when you're driving on the freeway, for example, there's a time coming when we're going to be separated. However, while we live, we must discern the difference between a weed and wheat. One is poisonous, one is life-giving. We have to make these choices each day of our lives. How do you know the difference, ultimately, between a weed, which is called cockle in the Bible, and wheat? How do you finally know? Anybody know? I don't normally ask questions, but the fruit. When we see the fruit of our actions, when we see the fruit of what other people have done, when we see the fruit of the choices our nation has made, and our church has made, and our family has made, whether it's financially, spiritually, physically. Once we see the fruits, we know what sort of choice we have made. Then we can see the difference between the weeds and the wheat. It's a very, very clear teaching. The question is, am I looking for the fruit? Can I spot the fruit before we get to the very end? The sooner we realize that something we're cultivating is not good for us, the better off we are to get rid of it. We have a sacrament here in the church called the Sacrament of Reconciliation. If I have battling a real crop of weeds that's very tough, like my false nettles, that's a good way to help pull them out. So our Lord tells us he has nothing but patience for us in this world. He knows it's tough. He knows where you have to battle the enemy. He is the good master gardener, and he will help us to discern the difference between the weeds and the wheat.